This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Natalie Skoland. Maricopa County elections began counting early ballots Monday. At the election center, there are 16 tabulator machines to count the votes. That's 7 more than what the center had for the 2020 general election. So far, 168,000 early ballots have been processed. Ahead of Election Day, 3,000 temporary election workers will be hired to help. Maricopa County Elections is also working hard on transparency to improve voter confidence. There are 24/7 cameras at the Elections Department and ballot boxes so voters can watch the process live. Meanwhile, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates and Recorder Stephen Richer released a statement Saturday to raise concern about voter intimidation tactics at ballot drop boxes. That's after two individuals carrying arms and dressed in tactical gear stationed themselves at a Mesa ballot drop box Friday. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office responded to the situation and the individuals left the drop box area. The statement stresses vigilantes at drop boxes do not increase election integrity. Voter intimidation is against the law. Maricopa County currently has 16 drop boxes and 12 voting centers. On Election Day, there will be more than 200 locations. Voters can also return ballots by mail. Election Day is November 8th. Social media is changing the way drug dealers are selling products like fentanyl. Someone can get these types of drugs directly delivered to them with a click of a button. Cronkite News reporter Connor McGill reports about an advocacy group in Glendale that hopes to educate parents on the matter.
Parents, educators, and professionals recently gathered in Glendale to talk about social media and fentanyl. Sherry Oz is a special agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration. She says social media makes it easy to access drugs like fentanyl.
Social media touches all of us without even trying. So the availability and the low price of fentanyl pills makes it look enticing, and it is so, so dangerous.
In a recent survey, 70% of Arizona students say using fentanyl poses a great risk. This is one of the reasons parents like Denise Carlson are coming to events like this one. She wants to learn more about fentanyl and how kids are getting their hands on it.
Fentanyl was another thing that I've heard it because my husband's a fireman. So I hear a lot of things about it, but I didn't really know the potential of what's happening in school with this drug. And it's scary, especially the candy ones are really scary.
Drug traffickers use social media platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter to advertise, connect, and exchange goods. Master Sergeant Tommy Morga is with the Arizona National Guard Drug Demand Reduction and Outreach Team. He says Snapchat is the most popular platform among teenagers.
35% of youth are on this application. So they obviously know it's the one that's being used the most. So why not use the one that they know they can either get the most contact with our kids?
The minimum age to join Snapchat is 13, which means kids are being targeted as early as middle school. Carlson admits she needs to know more about Snapchat.
There's a lot of parents like me that don't know enough about fentanyl or Snapchat in general. I mean, like we said, we let our kids use Snapchat at an early age, and we really didn't know enough about it, and now we might be backtracking on what we're going to let them do.
Morgan says education like this can help parents have good communication with their teenagers.
Know who they're talking to. There are ways to monitor the social media applications. I would say the biggest thing is to just have an open conversation with their kids.
TalkNowAZ.com is a good resource for parents to get more information. It has movies, guides, and help on how to start the conversation. Connor McGill, Cronkite News.
Arizona is one of three states that has legalized new digital license plates, along with Michigan and California. The battery-powered plates can flash amber alerts or even say stolen if your car is taken. Arizona drivers can digitally add their driver's license or state identification card to their iPhone or Apple Watch. They can present the digital version as valid identification at airport security checkpoints. Arizona's governors say the digital plates offer choice, convenience, privacy, and security. The new plates made by the Boston-based Reviver are pricey, coming in at least $20 a month or higher. So far, there are roughly 500 digital plates registered in Arizona. The University of Arizona's new Language Training Center will offer intensive language training to U.S. Department of Defense personnel. The program is funded by a three-year, $1.5 million grant from the Department of Defense. The courses include 160 hours of instruction and rigorous curriculum. The training center will also have foreign language instructor certificate courses. Defense personnel will receive courses in Arabic, Farsi, Russian, Spanish, and Ukrainian. The first year's courses will run from October to May. We had help today from Alexia Stanbridge, Fernanda Galan-Martinez, Connor McGill, and Atria Maneshny. A big thanks to Damon Farrell for producing our show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Natalie Skoland.